The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday Mount Rushmore.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but there are some songs about drinking.
What?
I know.
Drinking?
What?
The alcohol?
The alcohol, exactly.
Oh.
There's probably a couple of milk songs out there, too. But,
milk and cereal.
Or song about juice.
Yeah. Orange juice, something or other.
Couldn't think of one for orange juice.
Yeah, me neither. So we're trying to come up with the top four drinking songs of all time. I almost feel like we're going to have to just set the rule right now of no country songs.
Yeah.
Because really... Mm-hmm. That's
every country song.
Yeah, you could just declare country music. So really,
yeah.
Okay.
That would be way too much. And you know what that also does for us in this scenario is it gets rid of this song.
Ooh. Red Solo Cup.
And this song should go away.
I fill you up.
I'll throw up.
Let's have a party.
Yeah. So if we say no country music, then we don't have to deal with this song.
No Red Solo Cup.
But if we do.
I lift you up. Proceed to party.
So I give you the floor, Antoine. You tell me where we're going with this.
All right. So Monday Mount Rushmore, we are going to focus on songs about alcohol.
Okay.
We are, like you said, Zach, we are eliminating all country music.
There's just too many.
There's just too many. They need their own, like, they need more than a mountain. They need, like, mountain range.
Yeah.
Of all their songs. So it has to have something to do with alcohol.
Okay.
I'm not going to be too picky and choosy with the songs, but I will start. I will set the tone. With a little Jamie Foxx featuring T-Pain, Blame It on the Alcohol.
Because there's a lot of blame that usually comes down afterwards.
We're all blaming on alcohol in the song. They're naming different alcohols for whatever you like.
This one makes sense to be the fourth song. Because you blame all the other songs for getting you to this point.
To get here. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That seems fair.
All right.
So we'll go for that one for song one. Monica, take it away.
Okay, because I'm glad you said, because T-Pain, speaking of T-Pain, I'm thinking, I'm going to buy you a drink.
Oh, yes.
I thought about that one, too. I have that one on my list.
I forgot about that one. Now, you know, that one song, it's very important that you don't screw it up either, because it is buy you a drink.
Yeah, this is not a drink.
This is a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love this song. I forgot about it.
It's a great song.
Oh, man.
She's really good for a happy hour.
And he's asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
If I were this to purchase you a beverage,
yes.
Would you come back to my place of
home? To my place of residence. Okay, you know, and this one seems like it would be the first song. So it would start with this one.
Yeah, it opens with that.
Yep.
And it would end with Blame It on the Alcohol. So I feel like we do have the bookends here. So I guess I have to figure out what goes in the middle.
What are you throwing in there?
Of those songs? Well, I know what goes in the middle of those two songs.
Shots.
Everybody.
I'm definitely blaming it now.
This is not even a good song, but it's just something about it.
It is not a good song. But...
Yeah.
It's a song that's all about alcohol.
Mm, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this is going to be the fourth, but I want to just throw it out there.
Okay.
Gin and Juice.
Oh, yeah.
By Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hang on. Okay, I can call that one up for you. I know that does seems like a good one, too. And so I think what we're honing in on right now is this is the sort of hip-hop slash pop music songs about drinking top four. You get some Gin and Juice from back in the day. Snoop Doggy Dogg. The whole evening he's got going on. This is what happens when your mama ain't home. You know, all sorts of things go down.
And people don't leave till 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Now, is it Gin and Juice that would be that fourth song?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Or is it...
Yeah.
Everybody in the club get tipsy.
So this would be the second song
this would be.
Of the four.
Yes, followed by Shots. Followed by Blame It on the Alcohol.
Oh.
That might be the progression right there.
Okay.
I think we can determine that Buy You a Drink and Blame It on the Alcohol, those are the two ends.
Yeah.
What are the two songs in the middle? Is it Shots in this one? Or really be this one and then Shots? But where does Gin and Juice fit in? Or does it not?
Or is it Jimmy Buffett?
I said
Margarita
somewhere. No.
Okay. He does not sing 5 o'clock somewhere. Furthermore, that is not a pop or hip hop song. And 5 o'clock somewhere is a country song.
I'm about to say Margaritaville.
I know.
Oh my God.
Margaritaville, that's a country song, right? Isn't that labeled as a country song?
Wasting away again.
Again, this is not the pop music, hip hop version.
Yeah, we're country.
Right. You want to go to like the whole Jimmy Buffett, Kenny Chesney, that whole area? We could spend all day over there too. We're going to stick to the songs that we play around here that would show up in, say, the stay at home happy hour or the awesome foursome or something like that. All right. So right now, I think we're at Buy You a Drink.
Yep.
Tipsy.
Yeah.
Shots. Blame It.
Yeah. That's where we are right now. We'll see. We'll see what texts come in.
You got to narrow it down when it comes to songs about drinking. Because, I mean, this song is one of the most famous songs about drinking. But, you know, it's almost as if, Antoine, music is centered around drinking and mashing potatoes.
There seems to be a lot of songs around it.
I feel like even, you know, you go back to some of those classical music, like a Beethoven song. It was probably about mead, and we just didn't know it.
It was in there somewhere.
Just had no idea. So, yeah. So, four songs about drinking, but we're holding it to pop music, like hip-hop pop music.
Hip-hop and pop, yeah.
Relatively current. So, right now, we have weighed in. It's sort of telling a story, because it starts with a request, you know. You got T-Pain.
Man meets woman.
He's like, hello, young lady. How are you going tonight? Could I purchase you a beverage?
You look thirsty.
And then, of course, leads to the mashing of potatoes, because that's where every song apparently leads to. So that would be song one of the story. Then song two of the story would be the request.
Yes.
That everyone get tipsy. Yeah.
Yes, and we've purchased a few drinks.
Yes.
So now we're feeling that nice little buzz.
Drinks, they taste lovely. Yes. I can't even taste the alcohol. The famous last words. And that, of course, leads to...
Shots is terrible.
It is terrible.
So you know what? With this story, what about Beyonce drunk in love?
Ooh.
Because you fall in love after having those drinks, right?
Oh, man. So. How dare you have a good idea?
And then you blame it on the alcohol.
Then you have to blame it on the alcohol.
When you end up not in that relationship anymore.
Wow.
That's a good plot twist for this story.
Drunk in Love is a great song. I don't know, because then we have also neglected Gin and Juice is not in there right now, if those are the four.
Oh, man.
What do we do with that?
I vote. Wow. And because I showed Beyonce so much hate earlier in the show when I said she should not be in Black Panther 2, I will, if I'm voting, I'm voting for Drunk in Love.
There it is. This is a song a lot of people have not heard because it was not, we never played on K92 or anything.
I love this song so much.
But I'm
going
to tell you right now, if you're having a party at your house and it's one of those parties where everyone's going to misbehave,
it's a slow grind.
Put this song on. I'm telling you.
Just put a chair in the middle of the room.
Yeah, this song is out there, man. Okay. Here's where I think we are on this. I think we can go with Buy You a Drink.
Right.
We can go with Tipsy. And we can go with Blame It. Shots probably has to go because it's a trash song.
It's a terrible song.
It's a terrible trash song.
It's hurty.
It is. It's so very hurty. It is. It's loud. It hurts.
And it's very aggressive. If you're not getting drunk, you need to get out the club. But excuse me, sir. This is an Arby's.
I am the driver.
And it makes sense. Because usually people that push shots are really aggressive.
They
like,
are.
Take this shot.
Yep.
They're rude.
You got to do it because they bought it for you. No, I don't.
That's not how this works. I'm an adult. I say no.
Okay. I'm voting for royalty on this one, and I'm voting for the dog father. I feel like we have to respect our elders, and without him, we have nothing. That's my vote for the fourth song. What say y'all?
Monica, what's your vote?
I like the story that we have with and just subbing in Beyonce.
Oh, man. This is so...
All right, Antoine, it's up to you.
Yep. This is so Snoop or Beyonce.
Do you respect your elders?
It's kind of hard to Snoop. Oh, man.
Or do you want to have breakfasts for breakfast? This is.
Well, wow. You say it like that.
Wow. I don't want to pick.
It's on you.
I don't want to pick.
This decision is on Antoine. So if you're mad at him, then you will blame him. Go for it. And you know, all while right, you think no of pressure. It, I'll give honorable mention to a great polka song from back in the day. In heaven, there is no beer. This is like the fifth song. That's why we'll drink it here. He's all thinking.
Right. So, I have to. I love the love story. Mm-hmm. I love the love story. But I have to give respect to the OG.
That's
I gotta go
thought.
Snoop. I love the story, Monica. I love it.
Yes.
The story is perfect. But there is no way.
Yep.
I gotta give it up to the OG.
You gotta give it up.